Check WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We call these conversations wise conversations, and I like them because I get to sit around and talk about eating. I've been doing a lot of eating lately. The Maryland Lottery sent me back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I was very, very excited about getting that crab cake at the Mama's on the Half Shell. I've got my, I'm wearing my El Guapo shirt underneath here, and it's green for the season, and we're going to be over at El Guapo on Thursday, hanging out. Jane Miller's going to be with us, Rob Roblin, Damian O'Doherty, and special friends as well. We're going to be at Costas next week, post-basketball for the second day of March Madness from 2 until 5. We'll be doing Baltimore Positive in my homeland, eating crab cake at Costas Inn, and then we're going to be on the 23rd at Fadley's of Lexington Market. I love to talk about ice cream with Wise Markets, and we've done all sorts of things. We had Valentine's Day. My wife went out, got me these strawberries as big as my head, dipped in dark chocolate and white chocolate. I'm still that was a heck of a Valentine's Day. But we got a new holiday here, and I was down at the Chaucer, and everybody's wearing green, and they've started boozing it up already. But I'm a corned beef and cabbage, and I love the holiday. My dad was from an Irish family, so it is a pleasure to welcome Laura Rebron, the loyalty marketing manager from Wise. You know, I think Dennis and Jamie send you guys up, you know, like the crocodiles, you know, one at a time. I get to meet new people from up in Sunbury and learn new things, but I've got my app out, my app functions, my password functions. I'm ready to go and get me some corned beef here for the holidays. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we try to have some fun around here and learn things about shopping and points. And my wife would tell you I am like the worst at using the loyal. Like I'm good with airlines, okay with hotels. I'm just okay. And then everything else, she collects the points and distributes the points and does all that. So we're working on getting me up to speed here on loyalty and loyalty points because you really save a lot of money. Let's be honest, right? Like it's a good deal for everybody to be involved, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know, right now when you do your grocery shopping, you're earning a point per dollar on almost everything that you shop. There are some exclusions based off of states, but you know, you do your normal grocery shopping and then you earn points for it. It's like a win-win situation. You get food and then you get great rewards at the end of it.
I noticed, because I check people out, that you've been at Wise a long time. Tell me about the growth of something like this. And certainly, you know, I'm old. I'm 53. I mean, I go back to fight with my kid about ever texting, right? I'll never text with you, right? Like crazy stuff, right? And then the phones came online, and I'm a pretty innovative guy. I was, you know, first adopter to Twitter and Facebook. Why I'm still here doing AM radio and doing video and doing the stuff I'm doing. But the QR codes that have come along in the last decade, obviously the plague changed everything when it comes to I want to shop from home, I want to buy things from home. But I think the integration of all of it where, you know, I give you my name once, you give me, you know, let me use my phone number so I'm not screwed up when I'm trying to check out and I can't find my little widget or, you know, and y'all have given me cards, cool. The thing that sits on the keychain breaks. So like we've all had all these issues, but I do find that once we get to 2022, that when you get into a late model phone and you have contacts and you have things, you tend to organize these things and you tend to take advantage of them, especially when so many people check out now, at, you know, on their own, using their own stuff, and the little red light works. When the little red light bleep and it works, life is good, right? And it becomes easier to manage a loyalty program that people really use because everybody clipped coupons. My mom was cereal back about, not just about cereal, about everything. But my mom was a coupon clipper back in the 70s. This is like a really amazing version of that, but you have to use it, right?
You do. So like you said, you can use your phone number when you check out, you know, you type it in the register if you want to. If you have the app, you also have your club card loaded onto your app as well. So all you got to do is pull it out. Your club card's there. You can scan it when you go through the register and you earn points. You mentioned couponing. That's also available on the app as well. You can go to eCoupons. You can register your club card. Then you can clip all your coupons right there on the app. And then they come off when you shop automatically. They load right to your card.
All right, so I changed my password. I'm all set now. I embarrassed myself with Hannah. I resurrected myself with Alyssa, and I've come back into good graces now with you that I have $756, but then I was like, where are my points? Where are my points? You have to click on the points. I have 116 points right now. We burned a bunch of points during ham season, right? Like literally I went a little crazy. Well, seriously, I mean, I had y'all on and it was time to get a ham and I was over with Rob over at store 206. And, but I love corned beef. So my wife, we've been without a kitchen for a little while. So full disclosure, we moved and our kitchen was sort of in the, we got to design our own kitchen, right? So we've designed it. We are at the point now where like the faucet's coming this week. Okay. Refrigerator's been working. We did get an Oster from Wise. Like it's amazing the stuff you guys sell, right? I mean, like you could outfit the whole place because we did. We also got a grinder for coffee and a coffee pot too. But we've been living without all of this. My wife's going to like get into the kitchen and she is going to be Betty Crocker. I don't, you know, she's just going to be cooking. She's going to be the Food Network, you know, the next couple of weeks. So get me ready for this with how people can use points. And my wife is totally going to brine, season. The place is going to smell like corned beef. We're going to do our own cabbage and potatoes because sometimes we have a hard time finding good stuff at restaurants the way we like it. So we make it our own way here. And we're absolutely going to do that next week.
Yeah. So, you know, you talked about the app, the earning of the points. Now you get to redeem them. So from now until March 17th, because that's when the promotion ends, you earn points on every purchase. And then starting March 3rd through March 17th, once you have 200 points on your app, you can redeem them for a discount on corned beef flats, rounds, or points.
So I got to get 83 points. I better go shop, yeah, is what you're telling
me. Got 83 points, yeah.
My wife's been out of town last couple of weeks and I've just been like living on berries and legumes. You know what I mean? I'm trying to thin out because I got to go to Florida later this month and I don't want to be that, because I eat a lot of ice cream and I eat a lot of crab cakes. I mean, and I drink beer and I've been eating a lot of nachos lately too. So, tis the season that, you know, things are changing. Hey, when am I getting a tour of the ice cream plant? I keep hitting Jamie about that. I hit all of you about that, but what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Cause, when it comes to like Wise ice cream, I get a little overwhelmed. I mean, I really do. And I go past the basics. I never do. Well, I do French vanilla sometimes, vanilla bean sometimes, but like, I don't do chocolate, strawberry. I do like seasonals. I'm always waiting for some peach cobbler thing.
My favorite actually is probably on the way out the door. It is a seasonal. It's called Quarterback Crunch. A little bit of chocolate, caramel, throw some pretzels in there. It's phenomenal. Beside that, I'd probably have to say butter pecan or peanut butter ripple are my seconds.
I have not had the peanut butter ripple. I have peanut butter indulgence is what I have right now.
Too.
A little thicker, you know, it's got a little bit more like pretzel-y thing going on and pretzels stay nice in there. It's real good. Laura Reaper's here. She is the loyalty marketing manager. So what's a loyalty marketing manager? What does that mean? Other than talking to wacky radio guys in Baltimore about how to redeem corned beef and how I need to spend some more money before I can get my corned beef next week.
So we have an expansive loyalty platform. And what we do is we track customer spending. We see their buying habits. And then we try to, you know, target you based off of offers that would be most relevant to you as our customer. We like our customers. We want to keep them happy. So we try to, you know, do a little bit of analytics and see what we can do to help you out.
So this is where I get involved because I'm an organic guy. I live a little bit in the organic aisle. I've noticed, and you know, I've been working with Wise. I'm into my second year working with y'all. A year ago, it was a little harder to get the cereal that I liked. And for whatever reason, and it feels like if I buy more of it, you'll keep stocking it. Right. So in the summer, my wife and I, this is a crazy, so I haven't told this story in the air, so I'll tell you because it involves one of your products. Okay. It involves me yelling about it all summer. So my wife and I were in New York last summer, right when it first opened up and it was really hot. We were there to see Bruce Springsteen and the city was like struggling, barely open in a lot of ways. And we were walking around and I love coconut water. And I found this coconut water on a corner, you know, it's a New York deli on the corner with stuff and whatever. We're all wearing masks. And I got my coconut water and it was so delicious. And it's called CO2 and it's got coconut pulp in it. So it's not for everybody. You literally can chew the drink at the bottom like a cocktail. You know what I mean? It's great, but it's coconut water and it's delicious. It's not really sweet. It's sometimes they put sugar and I don't really like that. I just want it to taste like it, like I'm on the beach, with a straw and they lopped it, you know, going back to the, it's been a while since I've been to the beach. As you can tell, I need a beach. I was in California, but there was no beach, if that makes any sense. So this coconut water is delicious. And we found it in New York and we started looking around for it. And the Wise in Owings Mills had it. None of the other ones had it. So I went out there and I bought like 12, you know, loaded up and put them all in their big cans and they're delicious. And I don't drink one a day, but I drink, when I get it and I drink it and I like it. I drink a lot of water. I'm a hydrate guy. So, I got onto the Eastern Shore during the tour last summer. I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days all over the state. Wow. I started Eastern Shore, Ocean City, Western Maryland, places I'd never been. I'm from Maryland my whole life. And I got to see some just, we have a beautiful state. Get out of Pennsylvania. Come down here to Maryland. Hang out with us a little bit. But I went to these places and some of them had it and some didn't. And now all my local ones have it. So I bought four more the other night and it really is like you do track when we buy stuff or don't buy stuff as to what's in the aisles. And I say this to Rob all the time. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of at all. Some stores are bigger, some stores are smaller. Your online platform, you can click at any point and get what you want. But it is amazing how different stores, east side, west side, things that sell, that you guys really are trying to make it better for customers.
We do, you know, we try to keep track of what we're doing. We try to make sure that we have as much in stock that we can, you know, with the world going on right now, that's a little bit harder than in the past, but we're doing everything we can to make sure that we got all the products out there that we could possibly give you guys that you want or need.
Well, I always go in fresh berries, produce, and I always snap the picture how beautiful the greens and the yellows and the oranges and the reds all are and all that. And you know, there was a couple of weeks ago where people were saying, hey, stores are empty and stuff. And I'm like, not the Wise locations I've been going in. So I was taking pictures, putting all that stuff up while I was like stalking the ice cream aisle looking for leftover eggnog and various holiday seasonals. Laura Reber's here. She stuck with me for a few more minutes. She's the loyalty marketing manager at Wise and trying to turn me on to the – so percentage of people that are old fuddies like me that actually use, you know, a credit card, know how to scan, know how to get in and out, that do or don't use points and then – or in some cases don't even know they have them. You know, like for me, I didn't even check most of last year, but once it came up around turkey time and ham time, I'm like, oh, look at that. I spent $900 at Wise. So for people, for you trying to take a non-believer or non, you know, digital person to say, look, I can save you $25, $50, $100 over a period of time and give you gas deals, give you all those kind of deals. People have to take advantage of it, but it really is, it's not a far leap from somebody who's not a user to being a user because it's just sitting there in the palm. It's a one-time sort of opt-in registration and most of the rest of it is like coming down a roller coaster, I'd say, up at Hershey Park.
Yep. You know, once you talked about earlier about getting your username and your password set up, you got to do that. You get logged in. Once you have your club card number registered, it's a simple process. You know, you scan it, you give us your phone number every time that you go through the register, you earn their points. You get great coupons. If you want to do load a card digital coupons, you get those on the app. You can shop there. And once you spend so much money, you know, we also have a gold card program as well for the best of our best customers. And they get extra special deals sometimes as well.
So I get double points for the rice pudding that I love that I always get. If I could just get double points for that, that might be dangerous because I'll eat twice as much as I already ate. It's my breakfast this morning, so I skipped the ice cream. Laura Reber's here. She's the loyalty marketing manager. Hope everybody is taking advantage of it. We talk a lot about Wise around here and rounding up, which I do all the time, and a lot of great causes, and we're coming into the season. I can't wait to get to talk about the dogs and the cats because I'll cry and bring my cat up onto the air. We're going to be doing that soon too. But happy St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's celebrating. Hopefully everybody's out there celebrating responsibly, gambling responsibly, eating and drinking responsibly, and hopefully having some good corned beef and maybe doing it on the cheap if you got 200 points. I got to go spend some more money at Wise here. Laura, great to have you on. I appreciate the ice cream recommendation on the peanut butter ripple. I do write these down. And the quarterback, I saw that. Is that dark chocolate? I'm a dark chocolate guy. If it says milk chocolate, sometimes I beg off of it.
Yeah, I don't think it is dark chocolate. I think it is milk.
That's probably why I didn't get it. Because I tend to, like, if it's chocolate, it's got to be dark chocolate for me to really love it. I can like milk chocolate, but if I'm going to, like, go calories, because we're
You want dark?
Yeah. I'm counting calories here. I'm telling you, every pretzel counts. So every potato and piece of cabbage and carrot that's going to be in my wife's big thing we're going to put together. Really appreciate the time as always. And I hope to come up and tour soon, right? Like I kid all you guys about the ice cream and the factory, but I'm very Willy Wonka about that. So I want to go up there and like get it fresh and see it there. And I'm going to put that in with like a concert at the Hershey Park Stadium and a whole Central Pennsylvania adventure. How about that?
Yeah, come on up. Ice cream is phenomenal right off the line if you get to try it.
Y'all keep saying that. Every time I bring it up, they're like, it's really better fresh. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I want to come. Great to have you on. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You got it. Laura Reaver. She is the loyalty marketing manager at Wise. I got my Wise cup here filled with all sorts of beverage, my coconut water. But I tend to drink that out of just like right out of the can because it makes me feel like I'm in the Caribbean in some weird way, especially on cold days after it was 70 and it's 40. I don't like that so much. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. We're taking the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery. And as well, Goodwill Industries now a part of that. I'll be telling you more about that. Gosh, we've given so much to them over a period of time and they're providing jobs and stuff. We're going to be telling you those stories. We call them Wise Conversation. Stick around here. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.